Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, Friday, Eve's time calls it. And we welcome back a fine guest, the returning champion. He is pundit and podcaster Bill Press, our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates, man. I missed you last time through. Glad to be a part today.
Hey, Dom and I were here. I don't know where we were. But...
Come on, man. I was having surgery. I couldn't make it that day. I was back on the radio the next day. I mean, how's that for a bounce back?
Anyhow, it's good to have the whole gang here. Hail, the gang's all here, right?
Yeah, right. Good to see you, Bill.
Bill, you know what's been going on here in our backyard? We got a Republican proxy war happening through the gubernatorial race. And we got Trump coming to Waukesha at the station there, 5:40 a.m. And I anticipate we'll be live at Trump next Friday about this time, because Trump's coming to the backyard of the other front runner. She's Rebecca Clayfish. She's the former lieutenant governor. So Clayfish has picked up the endorsements of Mike Pence and Ted Cruz. And to top that, Donald Trump is coming to her backyard, literally Waukesha, to go endorse and support Tim Michaels.
No, really?
Just, yes.
You know what? I wasn't aware. Look, first of all, this is happening all over the country, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Trump has endorsed some of the biggest bozos we've ever seen. Have you heard Herschel Walker explain climate change?
Or anything?
Right? About the bad air over China? Yeah. We got the good air. But the good air comes out, then the bad air from China comes over here. So that chases our good air back to China. He is effing crazy. I mean, seriously. And then he says about Uvalde after the, God, I shouldn't laugh, but after the massacre of those kids out on Uvalde, and what does he think about gun control? And he says, you know, I just got to see this stuff. And think, or something like that. I mean, he has no clue. And then there's Mehmet Oz, who commutes from New Jersey to Pennsylvania to run for the Senate. They found out he's got this condo in New Jersey he didn't tell anybody about. So he's on the Walt Whitman Bridge every day, pretending to be from Pennsylvania. And then, you know, in Arizona, you got the dueling governor candidates, Pence and Trump. Now you got it in Wisconsin. You know, I got to tell you, I've been saying this for a long time. The bloom is coming off the rose when it comes to Donald Trump, man. His fortunes are sinking. He had a bad week this week, right? He came to Washington, D.C., and nobody gave a rat's ass if he was in town or not, right? Or he had made no news with his speech, because all he did was whine about having the election stolen from, which nobody freaking wants to hear, right? And then we find out that you've heard me dump on Merrick Garland a lot because Trump's not already behind bars, but everybody said Merrick Garland is wimping out. They're not conducting their own investigation. Now we find out, oh, yes, they are. They're doing a parallel investigation with the January 6th committee. They're sharing transcripts, and they've got over 855 people who attacked the Capitol that day, who were there in the mob, that they filed charges against. Now they've gone up the chain of command, and they are inside the Trump White House. Mark Short, Greg Jacob, so Mike Pence's chief of staff, Mike Pence's chief counsel, Cassidy Hutchinson is working with them. I saw today Steve Mnuchin met with them today. Man, they are breathing down Trump's neck.
Mick Mulvaney also was in there today as well. Mick Mulvaney.
I want to see Mark Meadows giving testimony under oath, under subpoena. If Meadows gives testimony, it's all over for Trump.
I think it's all over for Mark Meadows. I got to tell you, that the person's going to be sharing that cell with Trump is Mark Meadows, man.
Not if he rolls over first, Bill.
Yeah, that's the only way he can save his ass. Right. Yeah. But you know what? So meanwhile, Trump is out there playing golf with the Saudis, right? And sticking his finger in the eye of the 9/11 families.
Yeah.
I mean, he said today, nobody ever got to the bottom of 9/11. Hey, yes, we did, Donald Trump. 15 of the 19 terrorists were from Saudi Arabia. Where have you been, nutball? Anyhow, so.
How do you really feel, Bill?
When it's a bad week for Donald Trump, it's a good week for the rest of us.
Absolutely.
What do you think about Joe Biden's week and the prospect of some positive legislation? And did perhaps the Dems put one over on the Republicans because they got bipartisan support on the semiconductors? And Don pointed out to me, but Bernie Sanders hates that bill. But anyways, they claim victory. They all get to claim victory. And then bada bing, bada boom, maybe we got a Manchin-Schumer deal and a second victory for the Dems. And a lot of the Republicans that supported the earlier bill would not have supported a second, the first bill if they knew there was a second bill. Bill, what do you think? Did we put one over on him for a change?
Sounds like log rolling to me, Bill.
First of all, Biden's had a good week. Hey, yeah. He's over COVID, right? You know, he did it. He took the medication. He worked while he was there isolated at the White House with his dog. So he's back on the job. I mean, he never left the job, but he's back working in person. That's good. You're right. We all thought 2 weeks ago, man, I came that close to writing a column about Joe Manchin, just really ripping him apart. I'm glad I didn't, because he's sort of come back. We'll see how long this lasts. Yeah,
put it on the back burner, Bill. He might want to pull that out sometime soon.
I know, but we'll see how long. But it looks like he's come around, and that means it's not Build Back Better, but it's more than anybody expected to get out of this Senate on climate change, this deal that the Manchin-Schumer deal, right? And you're right. Mitch McConnell got outfoxed. And by the way, that doesn't happen very often. But Schumer pulled the rug right out from Mitch McConnell, because McConnell said, oh, no, we're never going to have a vote on this CHIPS bill unless you drop that Build Back Better or the climate bill, right? And so Manchin and Schumer just kept their mouth shut, kept it zip, voted on the CHIPS bill. It went out. And then Mitch McConnell said, whoa, wait. And then they brought back Build Back. And then McConnell said, wait, that wasn't part of the deal. And Schumer said, guess what, buddy? And now then, so he calls Steve Scalise, right, and says, you guys have to oppose this CHIPS bill now because they double-crossed me in the Senate. And you saw what happened today. You know, I forget how many Republicans voted for it. Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy could not even deliver their own caucus. That bill is on its way to Biden's desk, and he's going to sign it. And this afternoon, he had another press conference praising the Manchin-Schumer deal, which with all that, by the way, more money, more action on climate change than ever in the history of the United States. Good for Joe Biden.
Yes.
Well, it'll still be insufficient. We're all going to die still, Bill, but I'm glad at least we'll have something to run on the midterms on.
We won't die as fast.
Oh, well, right. Nobody makes it out of here alive, right, Bill?
That's why we need our own space station. We can't depend on the Russians.
Well, I hear the Chinese space station could be dropping on our heads this weekend. Your chances are about the same as the megabucks.
So, it's looking better. But I think you're right. I think the Democrats are going to have, a strong case going into the midterms. I've never been, we've talked about this, I haven't been as pessimistic about the midterms, certainly not in the Senate. I think we hold on to the Senate, pick up a couple of seats in the Senate. The case.
Do we build, Bill, do you think there's a chance we build on in the Senate, get a couple more in? I mean, there's a chance Wisconsin's tightening up now. It looks like we got a couple of senatorial, Democratic senatorial candidates drop out. It really looks like Mandela Barnes has the best chance. Godlewski's still in it, still some competition there. But if it comes down to Ron Johnson, Mandela Barnes, maybe we pick up Wisconsin. Maybe there's another one.
I mean, do you think that? Yeah, I mean, you can't tell me J.D. Nance is appealing to anyone but the worst sort of Trumpists in the state of Ohio. Tim Ryan could be a pickup. You could pick up three, Bill.
Yeah, no, I think two or three. Look, Tim Ryan's going to win Ohio. First of all, he's a great candidate. His statement on the floor today on the CHIPS bill was dynamite. And J.D. Vance out there is saying, if you got a violent, abusive marriage, right? That should not end in divorce. The woman should stay there and just suffer and take all that abuse. Who the hell is this guy? You know?
Well, it's the Republican Party.
Really saying is, baby, come back.
That's the Republican Party. That's the family values. I mean, Bill, you're going to stick around for another segment. Make sure we got a little time for you after the break. Okay. So before we go, we got a minute and a half left. What's your sense on what's going on in the Republican Party right now? We talked a little bit earlier about, Trump endorsing different people than Pence and down in Florida. What's your sense?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because I was going to add. Meanwhile, the Democrats are getting things done. They have to make sure that people know they're getting things done and they're doing the right thing. What's the Republican agenda? The Republican is, we're going to take freedom away from every woman in America, the freedom to control our own bodies. We're going to make sure that everybody's got a right to walk around with an AR. Not going to protect their school kids. And vaccines, masks, we don't give a damn, right? How many people die, more die of COVID. They're selling the worst. Democrats can sell the best. If they do, I think they'll be okay under them.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got one of our favorites on board. He is Bill Press. You know him from the podcast. You know him from thehill.com. The often contributor, but not a recent shadecaster, Joe Manchin. Save that for us. Come back. More Bill Press. More of you. More of us. More Devils.
What would you say you do here?
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.